brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tony is bringing up the head of the vaccine program at the CDC in a meeting in 2000 where they talked about millions of brain-damaged people from vaccines in the full minutes. I remember the quote, part of it correctly, but there's a whole bunch of other quotes. And they talked about, yeah, don't give this to your kids. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to tell my daughter, don't give it to our grandson. That's the head of the CDC vaccine program. And then Congress did a type of subpoena and got some of these documents from the CDC because a congressman had had his grandson brain damaged. And so that's why that all came out. But they know full well what they're doing. And so I'd ask government people, bureaucrats, those that are part of this operation. Dr. Rima Lebo has treated a major head of state in Europe. I'll leave it at that. And that major head of state, told her, yeah, I know we're planning to kill everybody, and I don't know if I want to go through with it, but I have no choice. They're soft killing us all right now, and it's time for you to wake up to that, folks. But finishing up what you were saying, Tony, briefly, you were reading quotes. Remind me the scientist's name, if I remember correctly, was the head of that entire CDC program, or was that the head of the CDC? I'm going from memory.
That one was Dr. Johnson. It's on page 198 of the Samson Wood transcript.
Yeah, but what was his position? Wasn't he the head of the program?
I'm not sure. I think he was the doctor that was attending.
Well, it was a whole bunch of them saying basically the same thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and another one, Dr. Wheel said the number of dose-related relationships are linear and statistically significant. You can play with this all you want. They are linear. They are statistically significant. And they all did that. But Dr. David Ayoub also talks about the aluminum in the vaccines. It's not just the mercury, because the mercury actually leaves
the brain. No, it's an accelerant. It's an adjuvant, yes.
Yeah, and aluminum attacks the part of the brain that the mercury leaves alone, and it increases the damage to the mercury.
More importantly, it causes an autoimmune swelling in all cases. It's just when you get a really big swelling, baby goes into convulsions.
Yeah, and it was a Rockefeller scientist that found out that all aluminum adjuvants are toxins in the early 1900s.
And that's why they're spraying it in the weather modification program that they denied and now admit that they're doing. God bless you. Good points, Tony. Peter in Washington, you're on the air.
I'm in agreement with you on just about everything. I just got one question, and that is to whether or not the royal family of England are major players. A few years ago, Tony Blair, I saw on television, slapped the Queen on the back. She was surprised. I don't think if she was his boss, really, that would have been permitted. And of course,
look, that's all staged. I mean, did you see 2 years ago when the Parliament didn't do what they wanted in Canada and the Queen's Governor General neutralized it and overrode it? That happened in 1978 in Australia. I mean, they're always saying she doesn't have any money. The woman owns part of BP and part of Dutch Royal Shell. I mean, the diamond mines, everything. They're just, their wealth is a state secret. It's just that it comes out that government money pays for all their palaces. And it turns out they own some of the biggest PR firms that sell gossip on themselves. One of the princes does. It's all played that they're this silly little vestigial ceremonial thing that the British laugh at. That is a sophisticated psyop.
All right, maybe you're right. But what about Sitaro when he was in London? He kind of snubbed the Queen, too. Are you saying that this person that's all form would allow such a thing?
Well, Obama, of course, has bowed to many other royalty around the planet and groveled to them. And the media plays up, all of this stuff constantly, about how there's no special relationship between the U.S. and England. From our research, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, known as the House of Windsor, are one of the most powerful families on Earth, along with their cousins, Queen Beatrix and others in the Netherlands, sir. But, I mean, regardless, they're definitely part of the power structure. Don't you agree, Peter?
Well, yeah. Prince Charles is guilty, but I don't think he's a great Machiavellian.
Okay.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the end of this hour, I'm going to get into China, how the globalists admit they've positioned it to destroy the industry of the United States, and why that's so important. Here's CNBC. U.S. is practically owned by China. Here's a Reuters. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner for eugenics. So we'll get into the master plan in the last 10 minutes or so of the broadcast today. But for much of this hour, and gold at $1,316 an ounce today, amazing, as the dollar continues to be devalued. I wanted to get Dr. Doug Rocke on, and I appreciate him coming on so quick, because we've seen this precedent set where 20 years ago, and even back to the 40s, the Pentagon said DU is deadly poisonous and radioactive and should only be used if the Soviets pour across in an invasion of Western Europe, because after a nuclear war has already started, you know, it's going to kill the troops down the line, but that's just what we're going to have to do. But starting in the Gulf War, they said we'll use it in limited areas and try to clean it up. Then it killed and maimed most of those that cleaned it up. And now they just say, use it at proving grounds, use it everywhere. We've had troops calling in confirming. They don't even tell them. You know, the cases say wear gloves. They don't tell you when they fire it out of a gun. It's now in hundreds of different types of munitions, or a big gun that some of it, you know, gets on the troops. They don't tell you that when it hits a target, it aerosolizes, turns into particles, then you breathe it. And this just goes to the fact that now they're rolling out 500 mobile X-ray vans that had checkpoints in Atlanta. that we reported on, that our report now on the Christian Science Monitor, Yahoo News, AOL News, we're making this a national debate, it shows that there's been a major change. Now they just don't care. You know, we're going to let guys unshielded in vans fire. We've had a radiologist, an engineer radiologist who designed these systems, you know, and looked at the specs of these very units, at least 10 times the radiation of a chest X-ray. And it shoots through your walls and shows crisp images and shoots through cars. They're just driving around doing this, and they're not even wearing radiation badges. They're not even top scientists are all over the news saying 20 to 50 times the radiation they previously said with the backscatter systems at the airports. Now going into mobile vans, they force you through to get into sporting events. It's on the news. You're going to walk through them. I mean, they want them in shopping malls, the FBI says, and then you pay for this with taxpayers. This is a good deal, not just nuclear submarines and Polaris missiles and aircraft carriers and drones. Now you get to pay the military-industrial complex for this. So I wanted to get Dr. Doug Rocky, who has a degree in different forms of radiation, to talk about DU, to talk about how they're just radiating everyone all over the place now, and the mindset of not caring. Let me read to you his lengthy bio. Dr. Doug Rocky is a depleted uranium expert. He earned his B.S. in physics at Western Illinois University, followed by his M.S. and Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career spanned four decades to include combat duty during the Vietnam War and Gulf War I. Doug served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command's Nuclear Biological Chemical, MBC, Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team, and with the 3rd U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during Desert War I, Operation Desert Storm. And he wrote then in the official book on it, on DU. He literally wrote, we got the guy who wrote the book for you. Because now troops are calling me going, they say there's no problem. We can bomb an area and go right into it. They say DU's no problem. And they're just using it everywhere now. He was the U.S. Army's Depleted Uranium Project Director from 94 to 95, the Army's director of the program. He developed the congressionally mandated education training materials that aren't given anyone now and wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48. Just like there's regulations on radiation, on radiology equipment, X-ray machines, the government doesn't have to follow it. And they call in TSA workers. Now, we've confirmed this. We've had callers tell us, but I've confirmed it separately and are asking them, do you have a problem with these? Are you worried about them? Are you worried about radiation? Yeah, I'm worried. Okay, you're let go. We'll find an idiot that'll do it. He wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, U.S. Army PAM 700-48, U.S. Army's Common Task for DU Incidents. Doug has taught nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, hazardous materials, emergency medicine for 20 years in both civil and military personnel. Dr. Doug Rocky was the original author of the 1982 EDRT, Emergency Disaster Response Assistance Team proposal, which formed the formation of the today's National Guard CSD teams and the Illinois CERT teams. In preparation for the 96 Atlanta Olympics, he wrote and taught the original chemical biological counterterrorism course for the civilian emergency responders that is now the federal 120 cities and Department of Justice course that served as the emergency response team location at Birmingham, Alabama. He joins us now, and he's been affected in bad health, and a lot of his team has died, by the way, just from the cleanup at the Road of Death in 1991 outside Kuwait, there on the Iraq border. And he's still hanging on in a bull. And Dr. Doug Rocky, good to have you here with us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You make me sound some kind of like, hey, I'm just a guy with blue jeans and tennis shoes.
Yeah, but, I mean, you are one of the leading experts on DU in the world. You ran the Army program.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that was part of my tasking. And, you know, when we used this during Desert Storm, there were no preparations or anything put in place for medical care, for environmental cleanup. And all of a sudden, General Schwarzkopf sent an order down to the 3rd Medical Command Commander, D.G. Zulus, and said, hey, find Doug Rocky. You know, the Pentagon said he's the guy to do it. And have him clean up the mess and do decon and set up the medical care. And Lord Almighty, it's now been, what, 20 years.
Talk about what it's done to you personally and what happened to your team.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, I mean, within 24 hours of the initial assignment, we all started coming down with respiratory problems and rashes. The first cancers on the team happened within 6 to 9 months afterwards. The first deaths on the team were within 2 years. You'll see a lot of people in the Department of Defense, they'll say, no, it didn't happen. There's individuals out there today that try to stop all this information from getting out. They say it didn't happen. We weren't there. Well, we were there. The photographs, the video all prove it. You know, one of the things that was real interesting in 1998, Bill Clinton's Secretary of Defense staff, they all briefed him, all right? And they flat out told him, you know, 8 years after the fact, they hadn't even notified anybody or set up medical care. So it goes on and on and on and on.
And you wrote the book on what it does, but, I mean, tell us what it did to you personally.
Well, what first happened, we got the rash and the respiratory stuff. Within 2 to 3 years, as I'm going back on active duty as the director of the U.S. Army Depleted Radium Project to write the training, the regulations, the cleanup procedures, the kidney problems were already there, had probably 20 kidney surgeries.
That's what the troops keep telling me. It messes up their kidneys and urinary tract. How many surgeries do you have, sir?
About 20.
20? Okay, please continue.
And then we had all the respiratory problems, calcified granulomas in the lungs, the radiation cataracts. I've already had the eye surgery in the left eye. They're trying to postpone the eye surgery in the right eye because the surgery is just a nightmare, and it takes months and months of recovery, and it's so dangerous. Thing we've had happen, and again, I have more phone calls and emails on it again in the last 48 hours, is because of decalcification, dephosphorization of the bones and the teeth, you fracture bones all over the place, and then your teeth just literally, they disintegrate and fall out, and so my teeth are gone. And then obviously you have all the other neurological problems, the neuromuscular problems, and we're seeing hundreds of thousands of U.S. military, totally confirmed by the Department of Veterans Affairs, with all the same problems. I mean, it has just turned into a complete nightmare. Members of my team developed cancer and died. We had a friendly fire guy, absolute friendly fire, Desert Storm 1 in a Bradley fighting vehicle. They're still, to this day, I got the message from him on the other day, okay? And he still was denied medical care after 20 years. 20 years that he was in a Bradley fighting vehicle, where an Abrams gunner shot it up with a 120-millimeter DE round, he still can't get medical care. And then the widows of my guys that have died, they've just all but abandoned them.
And now we just got numbers by the British Medical Journal and others, 14 times the regular cancer rate in Fallujah, 3 to 4 times in the troops that fought there. I mean, that is a nuclear war zone. And now they've gone from admitting DU's bad to just saying, everybody, have a party. It's fun.
Well, you know, that was part of the thing, because what was really crazy, in March of 1991, as I got this signed to do all this stuff, I was given two memorandums, and you've seen these memorandums before. One was called the Los Alamos Memorandum. The other one was sent, and that was written by Colonel Michelstein from Los Alamos, New Mexico, the major labs there. And the other one was written by Colonel Greg Lyle from the Defense Nuclear Agency. These are the number one bomb guys, okay? You don't get any higher than that. These are the experts. And in the Defense Nuclear Agency, it warned about all the serious health hazards, all the risks of political ramifications, the fact that we would deliberately contaminate air, water, and soil, leaving that contamination for eternity and can't be cleaned up. But then in the Los Alamos memo, was a direct order to lie on our reports to sustain the use of uranium munitions by maintaining active proponency. And then in December of 1992, we started the U.S. Army Environmental Policy Institute study on depleted uranium, and that was co-located here at the University of Illinois in the U.S. Army Serial Labs. That's their main Army research lab. And in that directive from December 1992, said, well, do the study, guys. We know it's a health hazard. We can't clean it up. There's nothing we can do about the medical or environmental effects, but, hey, we're always going to use it. And it's been going on that way ever since.
And now they've got proving grounds. Before it was, what, 10? Now it's hundreds. They're using it in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Texas, near small towns. They're just, in fact, I've been talking to armorers and others. They now serve it out to the troops and don't even tell them it's DU.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things about that, it's all over. We've got Kansas City is a mess. We've got up in, all around New York, around the Falls, Niagara Falls, that whole area is a mess. We've got Puerto Rico is a mess. We've got England, Florida is a mess. You know, the contamination is definitely out there in the Gulf. Now, what's been stirred up with all this current nightmare, I don't know. Hawaii has turned into a total mess, and the Army simply refuses to clean up Hawaii, even though they acknowledge it's there, even though the medical effects are known. They simply refuse to clean it up. And then the Nuclear Regulatory Commission just goes ahead and backs them up all the way. We have to understand. We have to get rid of the byproduct of our nuclear energy system, okay? So 99% of everything that goes into the system at Paducah, Kentucky, Oak Ridge, and Fort Smith, Ohio to make reactor fuel or bomb stuff is pure waste. That's your uranium hexafluoride, 99% by mass of pure waste. Well, what we do then, we turn it into concrete, we turn it into dehumidations, we turn it into forklift truck weights, we turn it into cooking pots, and even golf club heads. I mean, it's really neat.
Now, excuse me, I've read some of this, but they're now putting this in regular products.
Oh, absolutely, because of the incredibly high density. I mean, if you think about a golf club head, what you want is incredible high density to hit that ball and drive that ball a long ways. So they do that. And then the forklift trucks, you need incredibly high density. So you have a small volume but extremely high weight. So it's used in the back. And then for concrete, it's called DU-crete. You can buy it at the lumberyard. And again, what it does is strengthens and reinforces the concrete. You don't have to put the rebar in because it's already got the metal in it.
So that's actually true. This is sold at Home Depot.
Probably different. I've never gone into Home Depot to buy it, but it's definitely sold on the market. I mean, you know, you can get it and it's worked with it. So we have all of this stuff, but then we continuously use these munitions because they're incredibly effective.
Yeah, but let's first talk about the half-life of DU.
Like billions and billions of years, forget it. I mean, you know, we have the radiological part of it, okay? And, I mean, we're looking at billions and billions of years reduce even one half-life. Now, when this stuff is laying outside on the ground, I mean, it's not a real hazard, but once it gets in the body, the alpha, beta, and gamma emissions literally tear up the body and rip up the body because they're in direct contact, and now you have incredible radiological damage once it's inhaled, ingested, absorbed, or anything.
Well, by the way, Doc, we did pull it up. It's 4.5 billion years.
Isn't that wonderful?
And this shows the mindset of these people. They want a carbon tax on carbon dioxide that plants breathe, but they're not worried about DU everywhere.
You know, one of the crazy things is, in preparation for Desert Storm, Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama, who is the director of the Operational Test and Evaluation Command for the whole Department of Defense, okay, he did a DU briefing. Now, he took a lot of the information I wrote and he put into it. And he totally confirmed all the health problems in it. I mean, when you pull up the actual briefing by him, the Pentagon briefing, thoroughly acknowledges alpha particle taken inside the body has large doses and hazard-producing cell damage and cancer. Lung cancer is well documented. Well, that's what happened to my guys. The beta particle hazardous to skin and the lens of the eyes, incredible rashes. The damage to the lens of the eye, the radiation cataracts, again, has ripped my eyes apart. We look at all the continuing problems, all of the stuff, target organs, kidney, and the bone. And then when you got the bone, obviously you got the teeth, which just break out. And the other crazy thing, they totally acknowledge, statement of fact, urine samples containing uranium are mutagenic as determined by the Ames test. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't pee on your fingers because you're putting direct carcinogens on your fingers. The culture's human stem cell bone line with DU also transformed the cell to become carcinogenic. Well, that's why we have all the incredible levels of leukemia. I mean, we have incredible levels of leukemia in the returning military troops and totally, as you just acknowledged, all over Iraq, Afghanistan, all over the place where it's been tested, up in Concord, Massachusetts, where we look at Albany, New York. We look down at...
Doc, I want to get more into that, but what does this mean for you about the mindset of the war planners? Because you've quoted these from the late 1940s where they were already talking about this as a weapon because they had so much byproduct, but they said no. From the 40s up until the 80s, they said no. You know, they'd let the troops be an Agent Orange. They'd let the troops take guinea pig vaccines. They'd even have the Project Shad and spray chemical and biologicals on the troops, you know, treating them like guinea pigs. But then there was this change. It was just, I mean, that sounds like something Satan would do. We'll let the troops use a weapon. We'll put it in concrete. We'll put it in golf clubs. We'll put it in forklifts. We'll put it everywhere. It's going to soft kill everybody that gets in contact with it. I mean, something changed. And that dovetails with now high-powered X-rays that look through your walls, and they're telling the technicians, don't worry about radiation. I mean, this is madness.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, you know, we've got the Buck Rogers ray gun, too, that the Air Force Secretary has authorized and told to use on civilians during any disturbances or protests or anything else. So we've got this out there totally. I think for me as a career military officer, a scientist, a teacher and everything, and medical, you know, I had to come to the realization, especially when I was served as a director and did the stuff and wrote it. I came to the realization no matter what we did, you couldn't clean it up after you used it. No matter what you did, there was absolutely no effective medical care and treatment because as I'm doing this, I'm deteriorating. I mean, one of the most astonishing things that they've had in the U.S. Army Chemical School as they called me, Dr. Rock or Dr. D.U., is, my God, how are you continuing to do all this work when you're so sick and your guys are so sick, and yet you guys are writing the regulations, you're doing the research out in the Nevada test site, Aberdeen Proving Grounds, every place we were doing it, and yet you're getting this done. Well, I had to personally come to the realization, my God, what we have done to God's earth and what we are doing to God's earth and what we will do to God's earth is completely wrong. We can't use these radioactive toxic conditions because we can't clean them up. We don't have the medical care. And yet the arrogance that's set by the military mindset is any weapon that we have can kill and destroy man, animal, structures, or anything we're going to use. And DU weapons originally designed were supposed to be set, as you said, in the opening for armor. You know, the Soviets coming across the plains in Eastern Europe. But DU weapons are far more effective against a conventional wooden frame structure. They're more conventionally effective against anything. And so that's why we have all the different ones. And so in Iraq and Afghanistan, I mean, when you look at apartment houses and apartment buildings and houses and other hospital facilities and water treatment plants, sewage treatment facilities that are all shot up and burned out with radioactive contamination, you go, my God, why?
And we're seeing an exponential increase every year of the use of these weapons and the type of munitions they're in. And the troops need to know. You use DU weapons, and you move into areas, because unlike a lead round or a steel round, and Doc, you can explain this, DU has such a high mass that when it hits, it goes through softer things, but once it hits a hard surface, it literally ignites, correct, sir?
First, let's get this clear. The DU round is on fire the minute it leaves the muzzle of the weapon, okay? It's on fire immediately, so it's shedding. Uranium rounds have an extremely high density, but they're very soft. So they shatter, they break up a lot. So we see 60 to 70% of it breaking up in mass extremely fast.
So the troops are literally firing toxic waste radiation guns. I mean, you talk about Buck Rogers, Martians land, and they're firing radiation blocks. I mean, literally just, I mean, Darth Vader stormtroopers wouldn't be that stupid. I mean, they're literally firing radiation guns.
That's correct. And see, that when I did the work at the Nevada test site, Mercury, Nevada, that's what I learned, that what I found out. I mean, we're out there shooting everything. I was shooting up 4x4 chunks of wood. It was incredible. I was shooting up sand dunes. We're shooting up armor, shooting up everything. And what we learned and what we saw scared me. It scared us. And we had to do this to confirm and write, as you said, the Army regulations that govern how it's handled, how it's cleaned up, what you do, what are the medical requirements. And then it was totally, totally ignored. And, again, it comes down to it. We have a mindset in our nation now. We're attacking and destroying nations all over. We're killing and maiming and shooting everybody. And they've never attacked us. They've never done anything to us. And then we contaminate the air, water, and soil around them. Make their food unusable. I mean, in the commentary.
But our own stormtroopers, I interrupted you. I want you to continue there, but go back to, you know, you fire a 50 caliber rifle. Let's just pick that weapon.
Right.
With a DU round, what happens?
Well, take for example, we had the U.S. Marines shot a 50 caliber DU round at the beginning of Iraqi freedom, and they destroyed an Abrams tank. Took everybody out inside of it and destroyed the tank. It was that simple. Destroy an Abrams tank with a 50 caliber DU round. And got everybody inside, you know, wounded, ill, sick, you know, I mean, just a nightmare. And it continues on. What I hear day in and day out from people that are being deployed have come back, they've gone into areas where DU has been used or they're using it. They were not provided the training. They were not given the medical care. They're not given the procedures. It's 40 hours of training.
They're given a death sentence. I mean, it's a death sentence.
Correct, it is, but it's a death sentence, you know, not only for our military and bring it on back to the families. Because the contamination has absolutely been brought back to the states and cross-contaminated within the military bases and off-base. I personally want to confirm that personally by doing it for the Army. You know, and then you get the spouses sick. I've had spouses that have sat right here at my table, right, I mean, 3 feet from where I am right now. They got cross-contaminated once contamination came back with the same medical problems that I have. Absolutely identical.
Because it only takes a little bit.
The little bit, I mean, we're talking about nano amounts, you know. Amounts so small that you can't even see it. Because, see, the particulates, when this stuff is used, we're looking at extremely fine, smaller, less than a tenth of a micron. So there's no filtering that'll clean it up or take care of it.
Stay there, Doc. We got to come back. This is amazing. Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest. Dr. D.U.
Money. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to have Dr. Doug Rocky up in the near future for another hour. He's very gracious to join us, so we can just take calls from troops. We won't have time today, but if the doc will do it, we'll have him back in the next few weeks for an hour just to take calls from victims of depleted uranium. But this goes to the whole mindset of the system, and I'm going to beg listeners to do something. We archive this live radio show and the live streaming video every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want PrisonPlanet.tv members to get this interview with Dr. Doug Rocky and post it everywhere. We'll put it on the Alex Jones channel as well. But this, you need to give this to everyone you know who is in high school where the military is literally taking it over and forcing recruiting and threatening kids to join. You need to send it to everybody you know in the military because the troops, they aren't even labeling it. They aren't even telling them. They're just serving it out now. They have a right to know. The government doesn't own troops. They're not allowed to kill them this way. And pull up that headline for me. Came out about a month ago, London Independent. It was the British Medical Journal and others, and studies that have been done in Fallujah. Cancers and birth defects 14 times higher in Fallujah. That's London Guardian. Huge rise in birth defects in Fallujah. Iraq, former battle zone, sees abnormal clusters of infant tumors and deformities. Yeah, that's from a year ago. This one's about a month ago. It's a new major study. 14 times. Cancer's increased 14 times in Fallujah. That should pull it up. But I mean, they know this. I mean, this is crimes against humanity that are off the chart. This is, from the studies I've seen, Doc, higher ratios than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Why is DU so deadly?
Well, because of the incredible amount of quantities. I mean, we use 370 tons of solid radioactive materials during Desert Storm. And then, so we did that Desert Storm Gulf War One. That's just in a few weeks, all right? And then in 93 and 94, we used another 35 tons of involvement, all right? And I wrote the procedures for that. We use it in Somalia. And as we're getting ready for the Somalia, we wrote and got out in October of 1993 what's called, that's the primary medical directive, for providing medical care of anybody exposed to DU. And that required medical care being provided, the radio bioassay done within 24 hours of exposure. Within 24 hours of exposure, not weeks, months, years later. Because what we do know, and when we wrote the medical procedures and all this other stuff, is if you wait for 30 days after you're exposed to DU and do a radio bioassay, that's your analysis. What you will find with all of the tests the military uses, either VA and the Army, they use the same lab, the same bad guys. It'll only be 1/1000th what's actually in the body. So they deliberately delay the testing so that there is no medical evidence of it. And then what's there, they say, well, this is dietary. Well, it's not dietary. It's never been in the diet. It's never going to be in the diet. And so we have a total nightmare. We have just a mindset of, well, these are extraordinarily effective weapons against all known targets. So we're going to use them. We're not going to give the troops the training. We're not going to give them the regulations that are enforced. And what's real interesting, today, the general that signed the Army regulation, that signed the original orders, going back to 1993 and then in 2002, is now the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, General Eric Shinseki. My attempts to talk to him and his staff and get them to acknowledge and do what's required and for him to even confirm that they need to comply with what he wrote, signed as a mandatory directive, even though I wrote it, meets with total failure.
All right, I've got to apologize. For some reason, my mind failed me. It's not 14 times an increase in cancers and birth defects. It's 15 times. London Guardian, London Independent, AP. So it's 15 times. Sorry, folks. It's worse than I said. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault in Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima. The shocking rates of infant mortality and cancer in Iraqi city raise new questions about battle. Now, they know. I mean, the doctors are telling them it's the DU. They knew this. I mean, this. It's like Satan runs our government.
Yeah, because you have to understand, what we're doing is about killing, destroying, and seizing property, terrain, and resources. And so anything that's effectively to do that, you're going to do it. And that's where I had to make the ethical and moral decision. What do I have to do? I tried within the system for years and years and years to get it done, to get it taken care of, to get compliance with the regulations, get the medical care, and it failed. Totally failed.
Well, I'll tell you this. America has got a lot of good people in it, but we make jokes about Iraq and, you know, parking lot, turn them into a parking lot, glass parking lot, and people are so disconnected from reality. Of course the banks have stolen $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg. Of course they're setting up mobile x-ray vans that are going to end up killing the operators and the people they're hitting with them. Of course, I mean, it's the sky's the limit, doctor. I mean, if they get away with this and people make jokes about the dead and dying Iraqi children, like the one on screen, then, I mean, what's going to happen to us? The same thing. I mean, what does this say about what they think about the troops?
They don't care about the truth, but that's most effective. One of the things that scared me, and this all happened here in the last few weeks, medical care for the Department of Veteran Affairs is completely broken. The Department of Veteran Affairs totally acknowledges from Desert Storm there's 300,000 needing medical care. They thoroughly acknowledge over 500,000 from Vietnam. With the new rules, they're going to add another 250,000. And they thoroughly, totally acknowledge in their own medical reports, and you've seen those, you have them, where it's over 500,000, 500,000 from Iraqi freedom, the current things alone, okay? And then back for a few, you know, just again here a couple weeks ago for September 11th, all right? The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs decides to sponsor a race car, the September 11th Air National Guard race, okay, Air Guard 400 at Richmond, Virginia. $430,000 is what they pay to sponsor a race car. $430,000 sponsored race car. And myself and my team and my guys right here, I mean, just a handful of us, but we know we can't even get our prompt and effective medical care for ourselves. And we have to pay out of our pocket for our own surgery.
Well let's go back. They knew day one it was asbestos, mercury, everything several feet deep on the ground from the World Trade Center's collapse. And they said, don't wear respirators, there's no problem. Core exit in the Gulf. They're saying, it doesn't matter if the average age is 51 to die from the Exxon Valdez cleanup with the same stuff. I mean, it's this policy of they enjoy killing troops and first responders. They're setting the precedent, and the New York Post called the dead and dying medical people and police and firemen ambulance chasers for trying to get medical treatment for the asbestos. I mean, doctor, I've got all the Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've covered it, where they say they want to reduce our population.
Well, you know, let's come to the World Trade Center. Those police and fire that went in there and died, that are sick today, those are my friends. They were my students. One of my best friends led the entire rescue, Willie Rodriguez. That's reality. And those guys call. I've got one of the police officers, senior command officials. He's very sick and having all the same medical problems. And we talk, and he tries to get medical care, and we work on everything we can. But they have just thrown those guys away because it's all the toxic materials, all the byproducts of the explosives, all the byproducts of the uranium munitions that were used. I mean, I want to say that again. Uranium munitions were used, especially in the South Tower. I mean, we know that happened. You can see on the video and the photographs and do the measurements.
Well, that's right. I've actually seen major British reports where they did radiation readings, and they were off the charts. And how was there 2,500 degrees a month and a half after from the thermal photographs of the site?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's a nightmare. So it's a medical nightmare all the way around.
Well, let me ask you this. You're saying they blew it up using some type of DU weapon, and there's a lot of evidence that shows that. If tens of thousands of troops conservatively have died from DU exposure.
Well, we're looking at this. You actually look, when we go to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, Griffiths report, that's the Gulf War Veterans Information System report, all anybody has to do is go to www.va.gov. Then in the VA search engine, you type in GWVIS. That's Gulf War Veterans Information System, but the acronym is GWVIS. Pull it up and read it. It tells you point blank, these are the number of troops that participated, were on duty. These are the number that are currently left alive. These are the hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have now applied for permanent disability with the Department of Veteran Affairs because of medical problems. So, but yet we've denied care to tens and tens of thousands.
And I've read that their life expectancy is way down. So how many people roughly have died from the DU?
God only knows. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands, civilians and military. I mean, you know, when we see all these military, because you have to remember, with the military, you've got complex exposures, not just FDU. You've got the immunizations, you've got the hazard materials, you've got all of the stuff that's gone in there. And it's the pesticides. Totally.
I understand, but here's my question, because we're almost out of time. And will you come back soon?
I'll come back any day, any time you ask me.
Maybe we should do 2 hours so I can really let you roll with your incredible knowledge and then take an hour of calls. So when we let you go here in a moment, we'll put you on hold, doctor, because the show's about to end this hour. And I'm going to cover some financial news because so much is happening right now in the markets. But this issue, what I'm saying is this. If they don't care about the troops dying from radiation exposure, if they don't care about the TSA employees running these naked body scanners, why wouldn't the Pentagon stage a 9/11 to kill 3,000 people, to make trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts and launch their war and set up a domestic police state, A? And B, what is your view of 9/11?
Well, the first thing, talk to the individuals who were absolutely in there, okay? And when I talk to the people who were there, we know that the aircraft, you know, there was no aircraft to hit the Pentagon. That you can confirm with video photographs, and the people were there. My friends were there. And you talk to the police and the fire in the World Trade Center. Get their direct opinion. Get them on the radio and talk to them. Find out exactly what happened by the people that were there. And then it scares the bejesus out of you. But the whole key thing with DU, and I want to, and we got to leave this because I know you're running out of time. Every soldier, every parent, everybody has to pull up the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48. They have to pull up the depleted uranium comitas training. They could have to pull up the pamphlets and the technical bulletin and read the information for themselves, find out what's happening. Pull up the Wakayama depleted uranium briefing. And, I mean, you can go to grassrootspeace.org and go to Beyond Treason websites, and you can pull them up and read them. Make sure you have it. And then if you're the military, ask your commander, why aren't you giving me the mandatory training? Why aren't you telling me this? Why aren't you giving me the mandatory medical care? because they don't care.
Well, Doc, if your calendar is good, we're going to have you on for 2 hours. We'll do an hour of overdrive, 1 to 3 Central on Monday, October the 11th. How's that sound?
Hey, we can do that.
And just God bless you for your work and your strength and all you've gone through and your courage. I know a lot of military families, a lot of people thinking about joining the military, a lot of currently serving military are going to watch this video, hear this podcast, and look into what you're saying, and they can search that Army regs. They can look at it for themselves, because I have troops that email me and go, they tell us DU's not even a problem. And I've had military families who get mad at me, people I know, and have called me a liar to my face, saying, my son, you know, fires these munitions, and you're a liar. The government wouldn't do that. And you just don't even know what to say to them, Doc. I mean, they're just so foolish.
Well, you know, they're so foolish, but then the problem is when they're in a crisis mode, my phone rings 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and I don't sleep at night, or I get woken up, or we have to respond, or we have to get medical coordinator, we have to get a pastor deployed, or we have to get the police deployed. I mean, you can't keep doing it, and I can't keep doing it because of the total disregard of our leaders for the health and safety of our military.
Well, people are just so gullible, because if they admit the government knows DU is killing the troops, and then they have to admit that we literally have nothing less than Satan running our country. I mean, if they have to admit that to themselves, their whole fake world is over. And as you said on record, the Army knows this. They know full well what they're doing, and they just actually enjoy what's happening to the troops. I mean, it's not just they don't care.
You know, and you get right to it. What my pastor has said, and my brigade chaplain for the military said, two separate individuals, people won't acknowledge it because the foundation of everything they believed and what they trusted literally collapses. And then their life goes and shatters. Well, try living it 365 days a year for 40 years. I'm going back to my Agent Orange days and realize what is happening and try to get it done for myself. And I had to put this stuff together, but get it done for these kids that don't know, and they don't have access. They don't know who to call. They don't know how to get help.
Dr. Rocky, we'll see you on Monday, the 11th of October. So we'll see you in about 12 days or so. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Dr. Doug Rocky, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the people running our country, they always give the troops soft kill. To knock you out, to decommission you, and you better grow up. They're now trying to talk about police departments using DU. I mean, it is just hell on earth. Face the facts, learn the truth. This DU issue could open up reality to so many people because it's 100% admitted. Now, I wanted to get into some financial news because U.S. is practically owned by China, CNBC. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner. I'm going to spend more time on this tomorrow, but I'm going to cover it now. It is so huge to understand what they've done, how the globalists set up China as the model, and this transfer of power to China, and the fact that China is donating money for eugenics to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They have the one-child policy in place. We also have gold hitting $1,316 an ounce today. We've got CNBC reporting gold could hit $2,000 amid inflation. You've got the dollar plunging at a record rate. We've got the economic numbers that America is completely disappearing. The middle class is disappearing. It's melting like an ice cream cone in the middle of July, laying on the sidewalk. I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, I haven't been watching it since I saw it at 1316. Where is gold, and what high did it touch today?
1316.90. Currently, gold is at 1308.80 or 1308.30. Silver hit $22.10. Currently trading at 21.78. It's been a hot market. Hot market. It's just amazing. You know, it continues to climb, and it's just gaining momentum, which is not surprising. This time of the year, we're sort of entering into that time frame where gold does come around, and it does very well.
And the Federal Reserve's announced it's going to start printing money and giving it to itself, not even to us. It's bad enough to print it, then it devalues. At least you get something out of it. We're not even getting the benefits of the Weimar Republic. They just keep it, but then devalue the money we've got, and then we have to pay it in taxes. I haven't asked you today if you've still got silver half dollars at 10.50 that nobody else in this world that I've seen can touch, and the different super gold specials you've got just for radio listeners, Ted. What are they?
Yeah, I do. I have the silver half price is right now at $10.50, just like you said. However, the internet price now is at $12.28. By the way, U.S. Eagles just jumped over $1,400 an ounce. They're at $1,401. British sovereigns, they're at 360. I'm carrying that deal at 355. The francs, remember we talked about those? I got them at 283.62. They're currently at 288. So the margins, or the market's moving up with gold, and everything's going just, you know, gangbusters.
And how long until you run out of the gold you bought a few weeks ago, and then it's going to have to go up? Because you're selling, I mean, this is like a time machine. Folks can go back in time and buy gold when it was lower. How long can you keep offering that?
Well, you know, I'm watching my supply, and I know that prices are going to go up, and it's just inevitable. It's a matter of time. Probably the next thing that's going to take the big increase is those Walking Liberty halves at 10.50.
Let me give the number out, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Tell folks when you call the great brokers there at Midas Resources that it's an Alex Jones special, or you will be paying the higher prices. You heard Ted. You have to tell them it's Alex Jones that sent you, 800-686-2237. Ted Stither, I want to ask you about China and the rest of the economy on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Don't forget, we're doing another search term today. Yesterday's was devastatingly successful. Resentment towards government. Government's having law enforcement seminars saying, yeah, we're listening to everybody's phones, emails, microphones on the streets right out of 1984. I mean, literally from the book. And if we hear somebody resent the government or when they hear something about the government and show resentment, we're going to watch them. I mean, this is just, these people are out of control. X-ray machines, DU, they're lunatics. So let's search that term over and over again. Resentment towards government. Let's make it number one. It should be number one in the next hour or two up there at Google. But let's get it in there. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow because it's so important. But, you know, when you see a headline like this, and I want to ask Ted his view on it. U.S. is practically owned by China. And it goes on to say the U.S. Supremacy is the top world economy will end sooner than many people believe. So gold is better investment than the dollar, despite it hitting a new record, said Tom Winfrith, CEO of Financial Services of Rivington Street Holdings, CNBC reported Monday. Gold hit a new record high, and it goes on. He says, America is practically owned by China. He reminded them that the 1900s sterling was the world's reserve currency. In 1948, that was no longer the case, and the British Empire collapsed. America is doing what Britain did, and he went on to say we're going to collapse, and that's what all the other big analysts are saying. This was done by design. The globalists knew when they sold derivatives. They knew when they ran up America's credit card to build their world government and move their operations to China that this was going to happen. And they're just going to destroy the country. They're going to raise the taxes to fund the world government, and we're over. We're done unless we reverse this. But at least individuals can protect themselves with gold and silver. And we're trying to move to the countryside and start get somewhat self-sufficient and educating your neighbors. That's the most valuable thing. So you've got friends. So people know how creepy and evil this government is. We've got to get together to speak out against it and take our country back and understand what a threat it is and get good sheriffs elected. Like the film we carry, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic covers. This is all so important. By the way, I want to add, we do have for pre-order, What in the World Are They Spraying?, a powerful chemtrail film. Order it now at Infowars.com. It ships out October 22nd if you want to get it first. What in the World Are They Spraying? Those banners are now up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here it is, Reuters. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner for their admitted eugenics foundation. This is a new private corporate tax with a kiddie money in for population reduction. And look at how China's the model. China's elite totally bought into this. China's elite killed 80 plus million of their own people. They love it. They're a bunch of killers. And our media doesn't tell us China's corrupt anymore, even though they're just as corrupt as ever. They're the new model. You want to know what America's going to look like? China. It's a lot bigger than that devil Barack Obama. It's transpartisan. What's that term? Continuity of agenda. Look at that. Worldwide, continuity of agenda with this new world order. No matter who gets in office, continuity of agenda. We're in deep trouble. Ted, in closing, what's your take on the media openly saying we're done and all this? This is amazing.
Well, they're right on target, and the reason why they are is because of the fact that China has been financing our prosperity from about 1980 all the way up through the year 2006. And they had taken on about $3.3 trillion worth of U.S. government bonds. That helped us so we didn't have to turn on the printing press here. China doesn't want
to. Well, that's how it was sold. The globalists were getting us in that position to be under Chinese control.
That's exactly right. Well, we can't even raise our arms against China. They can put embargoes against our products, but we can't put them against theirs.
Yeah, they just put them on chicken. They're putting embargoes on us, trade things on us, but that's why the government gave tax incentives to move to China. That's what they admit. Post-industrial America. They're going to destroy you financially, so you've got to serve them. Get into gold and silver now, folks. Nothing's perfect, but it's the best silver bullet out there. The prices are going up. Take advantage of these while they're still there. 800-686-2237. Radio special to get those special prices. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. Great job. Career Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.